It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Charles City man is facing a felony weapons charge after he pointed what turned out to be a BB gun at peace officers. The Charles City Police Department arrested 47-year-old Cody Dravenstadt Thursday afternoon in the 800 block of 11th Street on Floyd County warrants, charging him with assault on persons in certain occupations while using or displaying a weapon, a Class D felony, and assault on persons in certain occupations causing bodily injury, an aggravated misdemeanor. He was also cited for public intoxication. According to criminal complaints, CCPD responded to an alarm in the 600 block of C Street shortly after 10 o'clock last Wednesday night. When officers arrived, Dravenstadt allegedly came out of the residence holding what appeared to be a gun and asked an officer if he was, quote, ready to shoot him. The officer then backed away, drew his own service weapon, and ordered Dravenstadt to drop the weapon, but he refused. Dravenstadt would eventually admit that the firearm was a BB gun, but he continued to ignore commands to drop his weapon until he was tasered. As officers were subduing him on the ground, one officer injured his hand in the struggle. Further investigation determined Dravenstadt's blood alcohol content to be 0.174%, more than twice the legal limit. He was booked into the Floyd County Jail, but has since been released from custody after posting $7,000 cash bail. A North Iowa man has been arrested on a felony burglary charge after he was accused of breaking into a residence while brandishing a pair of firearms. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office responded to a disturbance in the 100 block of 2nd Avenue in Rockford shortly before 7 o'clock Saturday night. Their investigation led to the apprehension of 38-year-old Jeffrey Eilertson of Rockford on a charge of first-degree burglary, a Class B felony. According to the criminal complaint, Eilertson unlawfully entered the victim's residence in Rockford by pulling open the locked storm door and damaging the door frame. Authorities say Eilertson did so with two firearms while five people were present inside the home. He is being held in the Floyd County Jail on a $25,000 cash-only bond. A Charles City man, already facing an upcoming trial for assault, has been arrested on a new assault charge. The Charles City Police Department says a disturbance in the 1100 block of Kelly Street about 8:30 Sunday night resulted in the arrest of 56-year-old Stephen Head on multiple Floyd County warrants. Charges against him include domestic abuse assault causing injury or mental illness, tampering with a witness, interference with official acts, and violations of a no-contact order. According to the criminal complaints, Head is accused of grabbing a female victim, then pushing and holding her down on the ground on March 5th. Over March 6th and 7th, he allegedly sent her multiple text messages asking her to drop the charges, threatening to have her water shut off at her residence, and claiming to have intimidating videos of her and family members. CCPD also said that both Head and the victim have continually texted and spent time together in violation of a no-contact order stemming from his arrest for assault last July. Head is scheduled for trial on that charge May 16th in Floyd County District Court. Because of that arrest and other probation violations, court records show Head also faces a probation revocation hearing on May 24th for his December 2022 conviction for being in control of a firearm by a previously convicted felon. Two-thirds of the Floyd County Board of Supervisors will be new come 2025. Neither current District 1 Supervisor Mark Kuhn nor current District 3 Supervisor Jim Jorgensen will seek re-election, with their terms both ending this December 31st. The only person to file candidacy papers by last Friday's deadline to be included in the June 4th primaries for either post is Boyd Campbell, who registered to run for Jorgensen's seat, which will be a two-year term starting January 1, 2025. Jorgensen took over the District 3 seat in January of last year when he was appointed to fill a vacancy created when Jeff Hawbaker, who won election on November 8, 2022, backed out of the position 10 days later when he realized he could not devote the time needed to serve. As it stands now, current District 2 Supervisor Dennis Kiefer will be the lone holdover for the board next year. Who's ever on the board to start 2025, they'll be working with a new county auditor, a position currently occupied by Gloria Carr, who will retire when her term ends December 31st. Democrat Liz Hamm and Republican Morgan Miller have both filed to run to replace Carr, with the winner getting a four-year term starting next January. Current County Attorney Todd Pritchard has filed papers to seek his first elected term in office. He was appointed to the position last March to replace Rachel Jinby, who resigned to take a similar post in Hancock County. Putting a special election for a Floyd County EMS tax levy before voters this September is appearing less likely. The tax levy would generate revenue for emergency medical services, with funds going to EMS providers in the county and possibly a county-run ambulance service. The Floyd County EMS Advisory Council has proposed that a special election gives the measure the best chance for passage.
If it's during the September 10th special election that the voter is really focused on EMS by itself, on the merits of EMS, whether they're voting in favor of the tax levy or not voting in favor of the tax levy, but the measure is not lost in what I like to say translation if you're looking at a very crowded ballot.
That's EMS Council Chair Patrick Lumley, who addressed the Floyd County Board of Supervisors yesterday to explain the council's position. Board Chair Mark Kuhn countered for higher voter participation, noting over 8,000 Floyd County voters cast ballots in the 2020 presidential election and over $5,000 in the 2022 general election. By contrast, recent special elections have seen far less voters.
The special election creating the three supervisor districts was voted upon by 1,863 voters. And the special election for a $13.5 million bond issue for the Law Enforcement Center courthouse renovation was also a standalone special election, and a total of 1,787 voters participated in that election.
Kuhn added that with non-party candidates still able to file until August 28th to run for supervisor seats, he and Supervisor Jim Jorgensen will not seek re-election to. A special election 2 weeks later would present a time crunch.
If the special election for the EMS tax levy is held on September 10th, there won't be enough time for candidates to articulate their support for or reasons against the tax levy, nor would voters have ample time to consider the candidates' positions.
While Supervisors Jorgensen and Dennis Kiefer did not come out officially against the special election, which would cost the county about $11,000, their preference would be to put the tax levy on the November general election ballot. Supervisors recommended to Lumley that the EMS Council discuss whether they would still like to pursue a special election and get back to the board on how they'd like to proceed. The measure would require a 60% supermajority vote to pass. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.